Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 June 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I mentioned last week who's going to be on tonight, but if you didn't hear, you hang in there. I'm going to bring up a guest that has been with us, I guess, for it's been going on a couple of years, maybe longer. I don't know how long it's been. She's a regular guest for a long, long time, and it took a little bit of a reprieve and maybe a little bit of a recess to kind of regroup and get more information to share with us tonight. We're going to bring up our dear friend, Deborah Tavares, just a couple minutes, so don't go away. You don't want to miss this, and you might get your tape recorders out. If you want to record this, get it. If you want copies sent to you, just call us to ministry at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And 10:50 to get a copy right out to you, folks. That includes postage. So just let us know if you want to copy the program tonight. You're probably going to get a copy. And I will make mention, too, there'll be no more church services until probably the 24th of this month. Phil's recuperating and doing very well. Phil said, thank you for your prayers. His hip surgery went very well. He had another small situation afterwards. He's pretty much got it under control right now, at least temporarily. But to him and his family, now that he's able to travel, he's going to take a little vacation this week. So just know we'll be back in Bible study, hopefully on the 24th of this month. And Phil said, thanks for your prayers. I know he appreciates you, and I appreciate y'all praying for him, too. I really do. Make mention one product again we offer now, folks, a product that has literally changed my health for the better, the sugar-to-fiber capsules. And I told you many times, I'll tell you again, with the last blood test we did, with the last numbers we counted, it dropped my sugar level by 33%. A third, folks, by taking two capsules before the meals. You can do one, but I take two. I do. And then drink 8 ounces of water afterwards and wait about an hour before you eat. This will take about 50 to 90% of the glucose and other things you don't need out of your diet and turn it into fiber. It works, folks. It really works. If it didn't, I would not tell you about it. We have it here at the ministry. One bottle. It's on sale, $45. Two you can get for $85. Two, let me see, get that right now. Two regular price, $49.95. You can get one bottle for $45 and two for, $85 delivered. That's including shipping. This product, if you're a diabetic or pre-diabetic and watch your sugar levels, this is something that you desperately need to help your body adjust. And it really does the job. I'm so thrilled to offer this to the ministry. If you want it, you let us know. Get 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares. If some of y'all don't know who she is, I'm going to let her do a quick bio of who she is and how to get to her websites and whatever. But I want you to listen to what she has to say tonight. This lady is a walking encyclopedia of news, and things she shared in this broadcast years ago have come to pass. Way before anybody else is talking about them, Deborah Tavares is talking about them. and they come to pass. Now, I'm serious about this. Please pay attention to tonight's broadcast. If you want a copy, let us know. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Before we get started, though, tell new people, and we have new listeners all over the world. As a matter of fact, we're starting a new network here. I know we'll be on first the next week. But anyway, tell the folks who you are and what you've done for years and how they can go to your websites. Tell that before you start anything else.
Well, absolutely. I have been out in the forefront for many years, actually. I have had my own radio shows. I have hosted for many. I have gone to many conferences all over the world, and I have found government documents that had not been discussed by others. So it's rather important for people to understand. I've been a deep researcher, and everything that I talk about is fully vetted and verified, and nothing is my assumption. And that's most important for everyone that will be hearing me talk today. So with that having been said, I run two websites. I have for years. My main website is stopthecrime.net. Please go there. It's a very vast website. It has documents. It has patents. It has just important information that all of you need to know about how we are being literally led off a cliff. And not that it's all bad news. It's important to understand what we must do while we still can to harden ourselves up so we're less able to be killed. I don't think any of us desire the death in which the plans are for us to die. So the other website I run is primarywater.org. We were never running out of water. Water is a renewable. And I have broadcasted this for years, and it is utterly important for all of you that are listening to think about where some springs are located near you, bubbling up springs. That's generally primary water bubbling up. I'm sad to say that Paul Power, the expert on primary water well drilling, after his death, much has happened to his website. It's been compromised, sadly. So my website, primarywater.org, will explain what the water is, and I'll be going over water today. I'll be going over fires are weapons, which we're seeing happening in Canada and in Mexico and New Mexico now. And I'll be going over dams and earthquakes, how dams create. We're talking about dams and reservoirs and how they create earthquakes and how they are weaponized. We will talk about water. Everybody listening, please find out where some springs are near you. You will need water. We will talk about power outages. They're fast coming up on us at greater and more lengthier durations. And we will talk about lithium-ion batteries that are literally dirty bombs. They explode, and they will explode in your homes. And we're going to talk about these things quickly. I look forward to coming back on, Pastor Butch. We'll be talking about mind control, mind hiving, and consolidation of our minds. All important, because I think many of us are wondering, why is it some understand and some don't? Well, we'll get to that on another show. But what I really want to hit upon today, and in rapid fire format, really, is the multifaceted, full spectrum, high tech war that we are all in. And the plan, of course, we all know this by now, is to control the enemy remotely and from a distance. And the majority of folks are still way behind understanding the enemy strategy. And even though all the documents are available and describe the imminent depopulation plans, billions will die. Billions will die across the world. That's the plan. It's genocide. And I posted many years back the genocide treaty that was signed by the United States in 1988. One of the provisions was that one's own country cannot kill its own people. We are living in a corporation. We're USA Inc., traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We are not a country. And therein lies the lack of understanding and the inability to really understand what we face, because all is bankrupt. All the cities, the counties, all the states, all the nations, shutting down shops, making people sick, I was reading some horrific statistics about the percentage of closures in San Francisco. I am, by the way, an hour north of San Francisco in Northern California. And what we also are seeing with the migration, the refugees funneling in, is they're being used to for military purposes as cannon fodder. Many are being enlisted into the military, as well as filling job vacancies as well. And, of course, we knew that that was part of what would be happening, along with mercenaries that will be used for increased chaos on our streets. All of that will happen. I just reposted the report from Iron Mountain. It's a lengthy documentary. I have discussed that many, many years. You can get to it by going to stopthecrime.net to my Odyssey video channel, and you will see the upload of that document. Sign on to stopthecrime.net to receive our email blast outs, of which I'm doing quite a few now. We are tremendously we are tremendously inhibited by those powers that be to shut us down. Of course, I was taken off of YouTube a long while ago. My phones don't work. My computer's out half the time. So that gives you some idea as to the difficulty that we've been having. But while I was not on radio for a while, Pastor Butch, I was busy digging up what many are going to hear me discuss today. So we need to understand that they're funding death traps with grants and holding public meetings that are listening meetings only. That's why we're seeing so much frustration with parents that go to school boards and the fact that they don't feel listened, because they're not. We knew that a long time ago. I pulled the corporate charter from a local city here that talked about the requirement for public speaking, 3 minutes max, and sometimes longer and sometimes shorter. It's a requirement to give the people the illusion that they have say in the meetings that are run by corporations. These, all of your cities are incorporated. All of your counties are incorporated. The school board meetings. Every agency that is involved in this country is a corporation working for the banksters under UN Agenda 21 protocols to reduce our access to all life-supporting resources. Make no mistake. And they're scanning our environment now with radar and LIDAR, and I'll talk about that a little bit. In fact, I'll go into that right now. Everyone listening, just please type in Alert California. Now, I don't want people to think, oh, poor California. This is only happening in California. It is not. We are planned to be tracked and monitored in real time, all the time. When I talked to a CEO from General Electric in San Jose many years back, after he talked about every single thing on the face of this planet, everything from birth to death, from manufacturing to end use, would be tracked. That included all the fish in the sea, every single thing, every tree. And I said, well, what do we do about this? Because the weather weapons at that moment seemed bad enough to me. And he said, there's too much inertia. And I simply did not want to believe that. I couldn't even fathom that there wasn't a way out for us. I thought if we threw enough sticks in the spokes, we could slow down this monster. We can't. So I'd like, again, everybody, alertcalifornia.org, take a look at the remote locations of all of the cameras in real time, all the time. This is coming to you. Many of this is already launched in your states. They're selling it as for your safety, so that they can monitor natural occurrences and disasters. It is monitoring every single one of you, just like the streetlights, with phased array antennas, and can target you individually and kill you. We'll get into that. So our environment is being fully scanned, not only with ground sensors, but also, of course, with satellites as well. And the street lights are coming on when you're out on the street in many locations. The lights will flash off and on, and it's damaging our retina. We're having increased damage to our eyes everywhere. They're burning our retinas. They're damaging our eyesight. I don't know how many of you are experiencing vision loss. I know that there's barely a person that I talk to that isn't saying that they're having damaged and decreased vision. They're weaponized. The frequencies, our brains are swelling up, and they can stroke us out. Individually, we can be stroked out. So what some of the things you can do is, if you're able to and you're in an opt-out area where you don't have to have a smart meter on your home, of course, don't have a smart meter on your home. We got the opt-out many years ago with Pacific Gas and Electric, who is run by Rothschild. In fact, all the utilities throughout the entire country and the world are run by Rothschild LLC and companies. So that is the level of how we have been taken from within. And it's not our fault. This was a stealth operation over many years, keeping us very busy, keeping us working two jobs, and all of the calamity that was foisted on us so that we really couldn't see what was happening. Because I can say that I didn't know what was going on until I started to investigate and look into this, coming from a multi-generational building family and having our own business in Southern California. So we're in a high-tech war right now. The power grids will go down, as we're seeing after created storm events. Now, our storms, of course, are all controlled and manipulated. We've talked about that ad nauseum. And we will see more power outages, and we'll see more grids being taken down and or sabotaged. We're seeing that now. So, and power outages will last longer intentionally, and microgrids are being set up right now to allow uninterrupted energy for commerce and military operations. Did you know that? There are areas in this country that are being set up to survive the power outages, and we're not in that. We are not in those areas. And so I always recommend having a power outage party. Tape your switches in your home, your light switches, and live without any power for maybe 2 or 3 days. That would mean also not using water or flushing your toilet, taking showers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plan that out. Make a list. Do this now. We are going to experience many, many outages, along with the illusion that we're running out of water. And we'll talk about that, too, in a second. So tax credits are only given for those that are doing the controller's agenda and what the agendas stipulate. All the law firms, all the attorneys, when you look up the U.S. Bar Association, you find that they're going to start implementing fines and penalties and regulations on everything that is not moving in the direction of sustainable development goals. That means limiting access to everything. The attorneys are set up to do this, and I'll add this right now. Pastor Butch, while I was investigating and not doing much radio for a while, I learned some diabolical things, and everyone needs to know this also. I found out that cities are now looking for additional revenue sources, and they're going to be doing that with code enforcement violations. What is happening is they are using drones to fly over rural country lands. If they spot a barn that may not be permitted, that person will get a code violation. If you do not mitigate that code violation, here it's 30 days, then fines and penalties can start. And you have to tear much of this down. I know that many people are fighting back, thinking that it's their land, and under the Constitution, the cities can't do this. I know people that have fought this for a few years with that idea in mind, which is not true. We're not operating under a constitution, and we don't own our land. We are sharecroppers. We were bankrupted back in 1933, and we were taken over. Everything was allocated to the United Nations and IMF. We don't own anything. We're sharecroppers. We want to think we own our property. We do not. We own nothing. And we don't even own the rights to our children's bodies. That's parens patriae. You can look that up. But having said that, they're fighting in court as their fines and penalties are ticking because they do believe that they will win. Well, some of the fines have already accrued on these people, a couple of $100,000. They will lose their land. I found behind-the-scenes attorneys that have been hired. So once the fines and penalties become unresolvable and the people cannot pay these fines and penalties, their properties will be foreclosed upon. This is a massive land grab and a way in which people are blamed for having something that does not reach to code. Now, around the code idea is the fact that with all of the adopted sustainable development agendas in everybody who's listening, every town, everywhere, every county, every state, worldwide, the climate action plans have been adopted, and now they're being moved forward rapidly, which is why you are hearing that areas are eliminating gas, the use of gas, because they are. Anything at all that they consider a fossil fuel, and again, fossil fuels, we never did get our petroleum from dead dinosaurs. It's a renewable, just like water. But having said that, they're eliminating all gas. So you can't use gas ovens, you can't use gas stoves, water heaters. When you have to retrofit, which you will be fined through code enforcement coming up soon, because you have to reduce your carbon footprint and your greenhouse gas emissions. I know folks in England that have told me, and I've actually seen the document, where they are flying planes over cities in England right now and using infrared frequencies and identifying per house what the energy loss is. And they're going to hold each individual responsible for retrofitting their home with dual glazed windows, additional insulation. Not that these things are bad. These things are good. But we're in an economic, massive economic decline right now. People do not have the money. But not to worry. In 2015, when I was at our County Board of Supervisors, they adopted financing plans, and your cities have too, that are foisted upon us to get to make money for Rockefeller. Rockefeller has extended loans for advancing much of the work that will be required, and they called it many things back then. But now what they're doing with the required retrofitting is they're adding it on to your tax bill. Not part of your taxes, but a separate aspect to your bill. And you can charge up to $20,000 and beyond for retrofitting. That will be required. You will be red tagged. You will not be allowed to live in your home unless you prevent the climate change that's going to kill all life on this planet. So they're saying, when it's actually weather weapons. This is the extent of what's going to happen. So we're going to have many more increased homelessness. We can't even park people that have been burned out or flooded out. They can't even park RVs on the streets. It's illegal. They are maybe allowed to park 6 hours, but then they must move. It's getting dangerous to park on the streets because people are getting assaulted. We know how increased crime and lawlessness is occurring. We're moving in to a Mad Max reality. But if you were receiving my email blast outs, you would be getting some of the things that I'm going to further discuss right now. Again, fires are weapons. We're seeing that occur in Canada, as I said earlier, all over. We are also being told here in my newspaper today that they're doing exercises to prepare residents for fire. And they're saying homeowners go through all the steps as if they were in a real emergency and under evacuation order. This is pre-planning because they are going to burn areas, and that's why we're having difficulty getting insurance if we're able to get insurance at all. Now, we're talking about the entire western United States being torched with fire, not just my area, the entire western United States. Now, I can say to you this, in California, if you have a mortgage, you are required to have liability and fire coverage. And if you can't get it, there's a fallback plan called California Fair Plan. There is nothing fair about it, and it is not a plan at all, and it is funded by the banksters. And it likely will not be viable. As we have massive fires, it will run out of money. And that's why we have major insurance companies pulling out of the entire state, and they will pull out of your state, too. So farmers, USAA has pulled out, and Allstate has pulled out of coverage for California. And here's why. Because people have voted for lower insurance premiums on automobiles. This is a number of years back. And there are provisions within that vote of that Senate bill or Assembly bill that won't allow insurance companies to increase their rates. So they're pulling out. We were already told by Bill Dodd, our representative here in California last week, that the pulling out of the insurance companies is our fault because of the way we voted. And it is because of the way we voted, because people should not be voting for rules and regulations and statutes that are corporate rules, regulations, and statutes. These are not bills for our best interest. They are set up, planned, and schemed to turn around and put us in a box canyon of which we cannot escape. Now, I don't know how better to articulate that other than that, sadly, our voting has put us much in the position that we are in because we are a corporation. We don't exist as a country, sadly, sadly. And I have to say that that was one of the most difficult and painful realizations I ever had to make. But let's get to the dam failures, because these are all planned. And we just saw and are watching the dam that was hit in Ukraine. And dams are planned to fail, and they're going to bomb them, and they're going to overflow. And this is all part of war. The dams and reservoirs are weaponized. And it's important to understand that there are about 50, let me get the number exactly here. Listen to this. There is evidence that more dams in the United States may be at risk of failures. The Edenville and Sanford dams were listed by FERC as high hazard, and there are more than 15,000 high hazard dams owned by entities other than federal government across the United States. According to the Association of Dam Safety Officials, it would cost $1 billion and more to rehabilitate the nation's 88,616 deficient non-federal dams, which dwarfs the amount of funding available. Now, let's talk about dams. They were always set up to be weapons because they are a system of moving around water that never needed to be moved around by aqueducts and dams. And the aqueducts and dams can be easily poisoned, and they are, because all the surface waters on this planet are toxic and poisonous because of the increased amount of not only the aerosol spraying, but the forever chemicals that are being washed into all the groundwater supplies.
All right, hang on
and I
the
hear
break,
a break coming
folks.
On,
yeah,
and we'll resume
break.
This
folks,
in a minute because the dams are
A lot more talk about. No phone calls right now, obviously, because she's got too much to share. We're going to have a little give in about a week or so to do another program. So stay tuned. Don't go away. If you want to copy this, let us know.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alrighty, folks, we are back in the night's guest of Deborah Tavares. She knows I'm not saying a word because she's covering many things that we've talked about on this program and on Melody's program over the last several months. She's going into much more detail than what I could because she knows more than I do about a lot of these things. So Deborah Tavares, one more time before we move on, tell them one more time about your websites.
Yes, please go to stompthecrime.net, go to the Odyssey video channel there, and start listening to some of the videos. I have been posting other people's videos, of which I mainly agree to since I was out doing deep investigation. But go and find where you see me, a picture of me, and listen to mine. I did a video right after COVID allowed us to go to an in-person meeting at our agriculture department here in Sonoma County. We're heavy into ags and grapes here. And I heard the unthinkable, and I researched it, and I posted a video you all must watch, please. It's called Evacuation Zones Are Really Military Zones. They're militarized. So please, I think that's about the name of the title I called it. Find that video, please, and listen to it. You are all in militarized zones in your cities right now. And when you are evacuated and told to evacuate, there are new stipulations now on your ability to return. And you may need to meet certain health requirements before you can return to your home. So that having been said, please find that video. I want to stay on water a little bit. I'm all about water. Again, we're not running out of water. It's a renewable. We can get to it. Find the nearest bubbling up brooks that you can find to know where the water is near you, it's actually really too late to drill and find locate primary water. The driller that traveled everywhere and helped people is dead. And after his death, as I said, his website has been compromised. And so I want to say this, because this is what I'm finding in my my bills that are coming in from my utility company, my water bills. And here's what they're saying. They're exploring opportunities for our water future. And they're currently studying options for increasing our long-term water supply reliability to prepare for further droughts or emergencies. And they're saying, please join them. Well, you have to join them online. Your comments are only online. And this is, again, just a listening, just a Delphi technique, just a consensus programming. I've tried to get into some of these meetings in the past, and they have said, Deborah, this is an agreement by consensus. What that means is the majority agreement overrules the few that are in disagreement. And this is what has happened in our country. Everything is based upon consensus programming at all meetings, every meeting, everywhere. Even when I went to the IEEE meeting, International Electrical and Electronic Engineers, it was a controlled meeting with these engineers that had traveled to this event from all over the world. They were being Delphi'd, mean control. So what I want to say is this, because I reported a number of years ago that they said that areas in South Africa were going to run out of water in days. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but now they're saying that in Uruguay, the Uruguayans are left with 10 days of water. Well, that was over 10 days ago that this came out. So what they're saying is that, several years back, we were talking about Cape Town, and they said the same thing there. There were only 0 days' water left. But again, we're not running out of water. Water's renewable. So you've got to spread this information. Even if you can't get to primary water, please share this with your children, okay? So I want to read you a little bit about what they're saying in Uruguay about running out of water. It's really the same plan here. But they're saying that, and this was May the 23rd of 2023. They say, amid a historic drought that has left the main reservoir for the city with only 10 days of water left, low rainfall and high temperatures across the southern region of South America have triggered a severe drought over the last year, affecting crops in neighboring grains producers, Argentina, and triggering steep farm losses. The farm supplies, the farming, our food is being hit. This is all weather warfare and attacks, and leading us to believe we're out of water. And so they're saying in Uruguay, the water deficit is the worst in 74 years, according to officials there, all part of the deceit. And it's affecting supplies of thousands of households and leading to poor water quality. So it's leading to undrinkable water. Most of our water, raw water coming out of our taps in the municipal water supply, is very dangerous, very deadly to drink because of the system in which was rigged on us to deliver our water in the first place. Instead of drilling primary water wells like they did in Libya under Muammar Gaddafi, who drilled the water wells, delivering thousands of pure, fresh, new, unadulterated water to over 6 million people in Libya that the NATO and the United States blew up in 2011. Now, you can listen to this information, read this information on primarywater.org. It was blown up to keep you from knowing about primary water. If you do one thing, it's to understand we're not running out of water, it's renewable, and tell your children. Because we may not be around for the few survivors to let them know how they can get to water. But having said that, they say, again, the water's worst. The deficit is worse than in 74 years. And they said they're worried about relying on rain as the only answer. So where they're heading is reused water, using wastewater treatment plants that have chemicals and biologicals of undetermined amounts, like they're using in Cuba, and they're dishing up that kind of water for people to drink. That's the plan here. Now, they use the term water reuse. It is sewer to tap. It is deadly, poisonous, and this is the goal. This is the goal. And they say it's an unusual time of the year and very warm in Uruguay right now. They say the water levels in the reservoirs are at historic lows. Now, we're hearing that all over the world. We've been hearing that here, with the exception of the rains that we had this past season. But they say dwindling reserves of fresh water, forget the word fresh, our groundwater supplies and reservoirs are not fresh at all, highly contaminated and poisonous. I found a World Bank document that did a in-depth analysis of the condition of the groundwater supply worldwide. We have dead zones where there's no oxygen, where the fish cannot go up the streams and rivers, like salmon, etc. And then they blame all of that reduction of fish on us, when in fact they're creating it all. But let's continue. The dwindling reserves of fresh water in the country's main reservoir has forced the public water company in late April to mix supplies of water with another source from an estuary, resulting in unusually, listen to this, they've mixed the water in an estuary, resulting in high levels of sodium and chlorides. And they said their customers don't trust what comes out of the tap now. Well, they shouldn't. Low rainfall, they blame it on low rainfall, mismanagement of supplies, and a lack of state investment was to blame. Water for human consumption also competed with soy farming, ranching, and forestry. Now, they're pitting the cities and lack of water for the folks that live in the cities against the farmers. This is what is happening. They're creating dissension between the farmers and the ranchers, and that is what we're seeing happening now. We're going to see that becoming more of a deadly competition because people want water. They go on to say that the office of the president declined to comment to Reuters. It was said it is assessing additional measures, including new reservoirs, to reduce the salinity of local drinking water. The water is highly salt, deadly. We can't drink that. So I want to go over that. I also want to go over a seven-state agreement between seven states in our country that have all agreed through consensus, again, false science, false agreements, to reduce the water supply in seven states. And this is important to understand because if you are in these states, whether you are or not, even if you're on the East Coast, you are going to be concerned with getting enough water. And they go, the Colorado River and seven states, including California, agree to reduce consumption over the next 3 years. So I didn't agree to reduce consumption because we have pure, fresh, renewable drinking water. In fact, I can say to you this. In Sonoma County, Paul Power, who is the primary water expert, who is now deceased, drilled several wells for the county, and they reached primary water. We know where they are. We've been telling everybody where they are, and they've been pumping hundreds of gallons of water per minute, and they've been selling some of that water to Marin, which is a city just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. So they are allowing farmers and ranchers to lose their farms and ranches, believing that they're out of water, and they're reducing their heads of cattle because they don't have enough water to feed their cattle, and they're letting farms go fallow all through the Central Valley of California, which is literally the basket of food for the rest of the nation. They've cut the farmers back, and I'm hearing the farmers go to these meetings and not be told about primary water. They're starting to lose their farms and ranches. They can't grow enough to pay for their mortgages and their equipment. We are in trouble, beyond trouble. And with the heavy assault of deadly toxins from the chemtrails, we're even noticing our home gardens are suffering. I don't know if you are noticing that yet, but we have been very, very heavily chemtrailed repeatedly for months, for years. But as far as the water agreement within the seven states go, it is diabolical because they are working off of consensus and they're bringing in the fight between the tribal communities and the farmers, the federal Interior Department, which is all part of an agency set up by Rothschild. I found documents out of Israel and the UK years ago that talked about all the agencies in this country that were set up to create a water market in the United States and to literally control all the water. Now, I don't know if all of you yet have a wireless smart water meters deployed on your homes yet, but if you are in the municipal water supply service, in other words, you're getting city water, you are going to get a wireless smart meter that is going to intensify the frequencies and further cause cellular death, because that's what frequencies do. And you can't stop this deployment of the meters. Our water meters are located in our sidewalks, and we did not want a smart water meter. But when we weren't out there, they came and deployed a meter on us. Right now, we are under individual assault to put in wireless gas meters because they want to ultimately get rid of gas. And we opted out with Pacific Gas and Electric. Two words in there, gas and electric. And we've paid for the opt-out fee years ago. And now they're calling us to ask if they can change out our gas meters. And, of course, we're not going to allow them to do that. Just like what happened to us in Southern California at the beginning of the refusal of the smart meters. I don't know if many of you heard my story about that, but you need to. The fight is long and hard, and we've suffered dramatically. But we were forced into taking off the smart meters off of buildings because we wanted a letter from the utility companies confirming that the increased frequencies would not cause injury to tenants that were in these buildings. They would not give that to us. And so we replaced those meters with the original analog meters. We're builders. And they, we didn't know that they sent SWAT out to our buildings to remove the meters we put in. And then we did not know that they were trying to file charges through the Los Angeles District Attorney to state that my husband and I had tampered with utility meters. That was immediately stopped. They didn't further that. Then when I was arrested in January of 2011, trying to get the deployment of the smart meters out of California to the rest of the states because no one was talking about it, no one was hearing about it, and I was horrified at the increased frequencies. Well, that was a long time ago. Since then, the amount of frequencies, the amount of sensors, the added equipment on the cell phone towers is killing us. Now, we have a meter, an RF meter that we keep in our car so that when we travel into town, we can find out where some of the hidden sensors are so we can constantly try to take new roads and new ways into town to stay away from the sensors as much as possible. People are literally being controlled and mind controlled. And I will actually... we have bought so many sensors over the years to measure electromagnetic frequencies. We've spent a fortune. And the one that I use, and I will just tell you what I use. You don't have to buy this one, but it's called Safe Living Technologies, Inc., www.slt.co, out of Canada, www.slt, as in Tom, .co. And it is safe sound, and what it does is it makes the invisible visible. You can understand what it is. You just flip a little toggle. It's in a case the size of a box of cigarettes or pack of cigarettes. I don't smoke, but about the size of a cigarette pack. And it easily zips up into that so women can keep it in their purses, et cetera. And you just flip a toggle, and it will let you know what the condition of the frequencies are where you are. I've taken this to meetings so that I can be in the furthest remote seat possible from where the frequencies are the highest. And again, we drive around with it because we're very much aware that our exposure to these increased frequencies, and many people are being awakened at night, I've said this before multiple times, between 2 and 4 in the morning because the cell phone tower frequencies are amped up. So they're interfering with our REM sleep. This is all planned. I have on StopTheCrime.net a symptoms list. Many people, sadly, are going to the doctors for many things that are frequency-related, and the doctors don't know about this. They would never talk about this. And also, if you have amalgam fillings in your teeth, you might feel that those amalgam fillings hurt you, like when you bite on a fork and that sharp discomfort. If you're in town and you have amalgam fillings, you may feel that. That is the increased frequencies. And many people now, of course, are getting their amalgam fillings out. If you have lost teeth, putting in posts, metal posts, is not a good idea because they are a antenna. Also, don't RFID chip your animals. They are chipping them in the shoulders at all of the humane societies and then jabbing the heck out of them with all kinds of injections. Don't do that. You may also have heard that that the racehorses have been dropping dead. I was a horse advocate. I had horses when I was young. I was watching a few years ago in Arcadia in Southern California, Santa Anita Racetrack. I remember that there were about 17 horses that had to be euthanized because they met with an injury while racing or they just died on the track. Well, we've noticed this now during some of the higher races, the one that just happened now. They're chipping the horses, too, and they have sensors that are tracking them via satellite, and it's killing the horses. And yet, it is so interesting that the focus is on how level, how smooth is the track. Well, they're killing us, too, and they're killing off racing as a competitive sport because they're killing off the horses. I know some people that own racehorses, and they will not race them anymore because the horses are dropping on the tracks. The same thing with us, dropping on the tracks. I want to hit very quickly, because I'm very much aware that we don't have much time, but it's very important to understand that lithium-ion batteries are dirty bombs. They explode. I don't know if you knew that big hurricane that hit Florida recently, the big one that blew out Sanibel Island. There were many cars that were in subterranean parking and other lower-lying areas when the pumps weren't working and pumping out some of the water in some of the low-lying areas. They've pulled them out. They pulled them out onto large lots that were the ones that were electric vehicles because they would just explode at will, and they were just letting them burn. You cannot put these fires out with water. They're electrical fires. And we're putting these in our homes as solar backup batteries. This is the requirement of our government, and how solar installers that put in battery backups are told to put in lithium-ion batteries. These are weapons. I know many Tesla setups for the battery backups for solar mount inside the garage. And there are fires. In fact, this is very important, very, very important. You can go online, and I can go into greater depth, Pastor Butch, on our next show. But tankers in Europe, for example, one was delivering a load of electric vehicles off the coast of Portugal, and it sunk because the batteries caught on fire and they couldn't put the fire out. Okay, this is happening everywhere. In San Francisco a few months ago, there was an apartment fire, and people were having to jump out of the second floor level to escape. Fortunately, there weren't that many units that were destroyed, but it was as a result of somebody that had they were charging their e-bike in their apartment. Now, why is it that they would know this and they wouldn't say anything to us about this? They do not want to suppress the transition to all electric. They will not tell us. Now, as a property owner, I will tell everybody, you are not allowed to park an anything undercover in our buildings, because they can injure, harm, burn down the buildings. And these can be targeted as well. We knew in the fires here in California that many of those homes that had the smart meters in Paradise, we witnessed this for ourselves when we went up to Paradise, that horrific fire in 2018 that burned almost the entire city down. Do you know that they still don't have their water supply back because it burned all of the plumbing that connected all the houses in Paradise? They have plastic tanks on their driveways, and they get water deliveries. That's the only way they're able to rebuild right now. Did you know that? There are areas that have been burned out that have no electricity. People are living in burned out areas with no electricity, and they just have propane or generators. This is how we're being torn apart, and no one is being told these stories that are happening to us. We have to be kind. We have to live in right conduct every single day and always do the next best right thing and not judge, because we must do all we can do to help others during this time of unimaginable evil, unimaginable evil. So the idea then about knowing about the electric anything is, don't park them in your garages. Don't park them away from your homes. In fact, don't even buy one. Don't even get one. Don't get an e-bike. They blow up. Search that for yourself. I'll get into, as I said, more in-depth discussion on the next show, but I think you'll be stunned at the amount of deaths and injuries as a result of these dirty bombs called lithium-ion batteries. I'm going to conclude this show with something horrific. You all need to hear this, and I will go into more detail. But the Salton Sea in Southern California, about 3 hours south of Los Angeles, is being turned into Lithium Valley. They expect to get more lithium out of the Salton Sea, which is in the Ring of Fire, by drilling into the geothermal and extracting the largest lithium supply in the world. Now, if you look at the Congo and type in lithium extraction in the Congo, the workers are sick. The dust is toxic. It is poisoning the water supply. And the batteries blow up. Now, I have not heard anybody talk about Soros being involved in this lithium valley in the Salton Sea. It will become and it also is noted to be the highest level of earthquake area in the entire country.
Oh, we're fighting out of time. All right, folks, you heard it, and we'll get you back on real quickly, Deborah, I promise, okay?
Okay, thank you, everybody.
All right, folks, if you want a copy of that program, let us know. She'll be back on, hopefully, on the 26th for a follow-up. Oh, have a great night. See you tomorrow.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.